This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. Last week, we visited about the development of grass gardens as a way to combat our increasingly desert-like weather pattern on the southern high plains. Today, we'll look at an ornamental grass called Little Bluestem that fits right into the picture. This native grass has been named the official state grass of both Kansas and Nebraska, and recently was honored as the Wildflower of the Year by the Kansas Native Plant Society. Members of the board of directors of that organization decided it was time to honor not just brightly colored wildflowers, but some of the grasses that make up the largest percentage of the prairies. Little Bluestem definitely deserves these honors, as it is found growing in every county in Kansas. Though termed little in size, it can vary in height from 18 inches in dry and droughty soil to more than 3 feet when grown in more fertile ground. But compared to its big brother, Big Bluestem, which can easily reach heights of 6 feet, Little Bluestem is suitably named. Big Blue is more likely seen as a resident of the tall grass prairie area of eastern Kansas, whereas Little Blue is equally at home on the short grass prairies of the southern plains. Both members of the family are sometimes called bunch grass or clump grass because they grow in clusters of multiple stems. And this is a quality that makes Little Bluestem work so well in ornamental plantings. It performs well in all seasons, with its blue-green leaves starting out the growing season, then turning to an attractive rusty color with white fluffy seed heads in the fall. In winter, it continues to provide color and catches snow to become a perfect High Plains Christmas card. The visual effects of the grass clumps bending and swaying in our infamous winds can become mesmerizing. If you're a backyard birder, consider Little Bluestem in your landscaping plans, as the seed heads will attract songbirds. And the grass will thrive in our salty prairie soil, preferring a pH of 6.0 or even higher. In addition to providing some great landscaping opportunities, Little Bluestem is important to ranchers and cattlemen across the Great Plains and the West. It's a main ingredient in good pasture land for grazing livestock, deer, and elk, and is also suitable for hay. It also plays an important role in erosion control because of its growth habit and adaptability to a wide range of soil conditions. And it provides food and cover for upland game birds and small mammals. Add to this a virtual freedom from pest and insect damage, and you have the makings of some ideal grass for both ranchers and gardeners. If you'd like to include Little Bluestem in your gardening plans, you can buy either plants or seed. If you're wanting more striking color contrasts, take a look at a newer cultivar of Little Bluestem called Blaze, which features outstanding red fall foliage that fades to a bright pink in the winter. The plants should be available at any good nursery or garden center that specializes in xeriscape products or native wildflowers and grasses. In the past, I've ordered from High Country Gardens in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Little Bluestem seed is available from our old friends at Sharp Brothers Seed Company in Healy, Kansas and Greeley, Colorado. Some information used to research this story was found in the Kansas Country Living magazine.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.